Yo, what is going on, guys? The K-Dating Pod, and we're back with episode 12. So last week, we took a little break off because, just Thanksgiving break, things got busy. But we're back. We're better than ever, man. So, Kane, first of all, let's how you doing, man? What's good with you?
Doing pretty good, man. I've just been hanging out. Second day back of school was pretty good. We had some World Cup action that we're going to talk about later on in the
Facts,
podcast.
facts.
And high school football playoffs have been rolling, so that's what I've been up to. Send him for state, baby. We got our fourth round game this Saturday against Alito, so it's going to be a tough one, but we'll see what happens. So that's what I've been up to. Aiden, what have you been up to?
Not much actually. Over the break kind of went a few places here and there, just the usual.
The
Break
usual.
was skipped out on some work, you know what I'm saying? So if my managers hear this, I'm probably gonna get fired, but you know
We're
what? It's all good.
gonna talk about break in a minute. How would you say your break was, honestly, out of 10?
Six or seven, I'll say.
Yeah, it was a typical. My last Thanksgiving break as a high school student. It
Well,
was typical.
I didn't see my man Kane McCutcheon, so you know.
I
Who
know.
actually Did we see each other on that weekend or no?
Yeah, we did hang out the
We did hang
weekend.
on the weekend, okay.
Next Thanksgiving break, I don't know, but we did hang out on the weekend.
Not facts. But things you know how it is
Tell them
Thanksgiving
about
week.
our park adventures.
Well, so me and Kane, we were just chilling. I don't know what we're doing. We're at the park playing basketball, like some like casual. And we're kind of like he was just, I don't know what we're doing. We're like, oh my God, I'm stuttering, sorry. We were on the playground and we were just like, I wonder what other parks are in the area. So we started driving around to other parks. And wow, you guys should see my parking job. It was ridiculous.
Had the worst parking job of all time. To be fair, there was no one else there. It was us in one other car, but still, it was like he and Aiden's not. I hate to throw him under the bus, but Aiden's not a great parker as it is.
Facts.
He just tried to mess this one up, and it was pretty
No,
fun.
but what's funny is because the park before that, you were like getting like you were like happy, you're proud of me because I had like my best
I know.
parking like job ever. Like I pulled in, I backed in, and it was like straight. And this dude was like, "Ain't no way, Aiden Church." We were proud. I was proud of him for a little bit, and then that all changed. And then what else we do? We do what we always do. We went to Sonic. You know what I'm saying? They
Well,
didn't
back
forget my Nerds and my slushie this time. You
going
know what I'm
back to the
saying?
parking thing, you know how like sometimes when you're like, dang, that person was parked really bad, they're in like two spots. Aiden was in like three spots.
I mean,
There you
three, four, who knows? Who
go.
knows?
Nah, but we just kind of chilled. So break was a W for me, I'd say.
No, thing was kind of funny. We're at that park. We're like, this park sucks. And there's just that guy with his kids there. He's just like looking at us. We're like 10 years older than his kids, like probably like 12 years older than his kids. Over here talking mess about the park that his kids are at right now. It was kind of funny, looky.
It was kind of mid, but anyways, we are going to be bringing back, not bringing back, but this is only the second time we've had it on the Kane and Aiden pod, trivia time. So Aiden, you want to go ahead and explain to maybe the people that don't know what trivia time is? How does it work? What do you win? What do you do? Trivia time.
So trivia time, we did this last episode, I believe, correct?
Yeah, we
So
did.
basically all it is me and Kane, we asked her three questions. It's one sports question, one Canadian history question, and one pop culture question, particularly in that order, but it's multiple choice. And so winner gets so like whoever gets the most questions right gets a 30-second winner circle, which basically that means they can just say whatever they want for 30 seconds. So I want to point out that Kane McCutcheon has not
Bro,
won trivia in years,
always
whether
gotta
it's on
fail something.
I'm just saying, my record all like on the Kane Aiden pod, it's 1-0, but in reality, it's probably like 5-1. It's
Aiden got
pretty.
his questions ready 20 minutes ago. I've been prepared for this. I think.
Ah, this guy, man.
I'm not gonna
Guys,
say,
I'm much.
but I'm shout out to my homies. I'm not gonna lie. To my homies in study hall third period that I be talking to trivia time about,
See,
I'm gonna
man. See,
y'all.
man. I roll out the bed and I come up with questions, man. That's what I do. And today, I just woke up 10 minutes ago, and I'm gonna get better answers than this man too. Watch out, man. But anyways, Kane McCutcheon, you wanna go ahead and start us off with the first question?
I'll go ahead and start us off with my sports question. Now,
Okay,
this
there
is,
we go.
let me tell you the backstory behind this question. I told Aiden this. So Monday morning, I was watching SportsCenter, and this was a stat on there. And so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make it a question. Which NBA player has the most consecutive threes made in a half in the past 25 years?
What? What does
which
that even mean?
player has made the consecutive three-pointers without a miss in one half in the past 25 years? Is it
Okay.
A, Tim Hardaway Jr., B, Fred Van Vliet, C, Grayson Allen, or D, Kyle Anderson?
I have no idea.
Last night you were like, oh, I'll bet you I'm going to know it.
Okay, I'm going to say it's not Kyle Anderson, first off. Because this dude's like, stop making that face, bro. Stop making that face. I'm just going to say Grayson Allen, bro.
No way. That's correct. The only reason that, okay, you got it. And the only reason I asked that question is because he did it on Sunday against the Mavericks.
No, I heard a joke about Ryan. No, okay. Yeah, man, don't test me. One of those. All right. Man, wait, yeah. So Ryan Anderson, he's on the Grizzlies, right?
Kyle Anderson, yeah.
Oh, you said Ryan Anderson or Kyle Anderson?
Kyle Anderson.
You know, because I knew it wasn't him because that dude has like the slowest jump shot of all time.
Like, okay, now we're going crazy. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
All right. How long is LeBron James's 10-point game streak? Is it A, 1,071, B, 1,236, C, 1,096, or D, 1,336?
I mean, this question is just ridiculous.
Bro, your question is the ESPN stat. This is actually a real stat, at least.
All right, read the answer choices again.
1,071, A, 1,236, B, 1,096, C, and 1,336, D.
I'm going to go B.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect. It is C, 1,096. LeBron James' last game under 10 points was in 2007. I was 1 year old.
Okay.
That's actually crazy. Think about that.
Kane Naden history question. Aiden, who did the Rangers play in the game that we both attended on June
4th? Oh, my gosh.
Is it A, the Houston Astros, okay, B, the Seattle Mariners, C, the Oakland A's, or D, the LA Angels?
Mariners.
Oh, my gosh. Aiden's two
yes,
for
two. Yes, sir. I might have been talking to the girls the whole time, but it doesn't matter, man. I'm two for two. I didn't watch the game, man.
Fool, Aiden was messing with his friends that were concession stand workers.
I got free cotton candy. That's all I know. I got free cotton candy. It wasn't – Cotton Candy's not even that good. Let's be honest. Cotton Candy's kind of mid. Let's be honest. You know, man, I want to point out, Kay McCutcheon was like, all this mess, bro. Oh, man. This feels good. 2-0, bro. All right. What is the name of the second park we went to last Sunday?
Okay.
Was it A, Broson Park, B, Centennial Park, C, Warren Park, or D, McAllister Park?
Okay. The official name or, like, the name I said it was or, like, the name you Googled?
The name of the park.
The name that popped up on Google?
The name of the park, man. What's the name of the park?
Okay, because McAllister Park is what I have always called it, but apparently it's called B, Centennial Park.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. I was trying to trick you because I know you called it McAllister Park. So I always called
that park McAllister Park, and so whenever Aiden Googled it and he was like, Centennial Park, I was like, oh, well, I've never heard of that. I just called it McAllister Park because the park is on McAllister Street, but I guess not.
I was trying to trick. It was clever. You know, I saw the potential there, but it didn't work.
Okay. Aiden, if he gets this right, he wins, mind you. Which Christmas song was the first ever song to be played in outer space?
What?
Is it A, Jingle Bells, B, Joy to the World, C, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, or D, Merry Christmas, Darling? And Merry Christmas, Darling, I didn't know what that was. It's like that old one that's like really the really popular one. You know, it's like Have Yourself. I think it's that one. But
I'm going to say Joy to the World, B.
Nope, Jingle Bells. Dude,
this is dumb. Like, we will get tiebreakers, and then like we literally were like, oh, we don't need tiebreakers, and here we are coming down to the wire, man.
My last question. To
the wire.
My last question is pop culture, and I'm not great with pop culture, but let's see.
All right. Who has the most number one albums of all time? Is it A, Jay-Z, B, The Beatles, C, Taylor Swift, or D, Michael Jackson?
Okay. What do you mean number one album? Can you clarify number one albums of all
time? So like charts, like you know, like charting works in music. So like you drop an album and it goes number one, like the highest selling album for that like certain amount of time.
Okay.
So who has, like, the number, like, the most, like, highest selling albums, basically? Do you need to read the answer again? Michael
Jackson off the list.
Okay.
Because I know he died pretty young versus compared to, like, people like the Beatles who have been around forever and, like, Taylor Swift has been around forever and Jay-Z. I'm going to also take Jay-Z off the list because I look at like Taylor Swift and the Beatles as like music that everyone, like even I like some of Taylor Swift's old stuff, and like the Beatles, everyone knows who they are. So I'm gonna cross off Jay-Z and Michael Jackson. Okay, so can you tell me, am I allowed to ask like when the Billboard was made? Like has this been around for a while?
Yeah, forever. It's like forever.
Okay. The Beatles or Taylor Swift? The Beatles.
Correct.
Let's go. Tie. Okay.
Jay-Z's actually second all time. He has 13. Oh, the Beatles have like 14 or something like that. Yeah.
Taylor Swift is not second?
No, she's like not even top 10, I don't think.
Dang, that's crazy. Okay, so
I just threw her in there because I thought you might pick her.
We have a tiebreaker. So me and Aiden actually have to stop this recording, figure out how we're gonna get a tiebreaker question, get it, and come back.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
All right, y'all. So how we're going to break this tie is we each came up with two questions. One's a sports question and one's a personal question. So I have a question about me that Aiden has to answer, and Aiden has a question about him that I have to answer. We're going to do is we're going to each first ask our personal questions. And if there's a winner off of that, then that's the winner. But if not, we'll go to the sports questions. And this is not international soccer. This isn't USA versus England or Wales. There will be a winner here. So are you ready?
This guy. All right, I'm ready.
First question.
I'm ready.
Aiden, who did the Rangers play in my game as a beat reporter?
How would I know this? Okay.
First game. A, the Colorado Rockies. B, the Houston Astros. C, the Oakland A's. Or D, the Atlanta Braves?
B.
Nope. It was the Braves.
Dang. I had no idea. I actually forgot who B was.
I knew Aiden didn't know that. That's why I did the LeBron question, to be fair. I just guessed a random letter.
All right, man. What was the first job that I applied to?
Oh, so I know this.
A, Burger King. B, Wendy's. C, Chick-fil-A. Or D, Midlow H2O.
Wendy. Oh, no. Wait. Okay. What do you count as applied? Actually send an application or like try to get a job there?
Applied, man. I applied myself. Where did I apply myself at?
You first applied yourself at Midlow H2O.
Yep.
So that's not my lunch.
No, I'm playing. You got it right.
I applied. I thought you meant send in an application. Tell them the story about that, why I thought that.
Oh, basically, like, the Midlow H2O place, I didn't actually, like, apply there. I just kind of, like, told them I wanted to work there. They're, like, coming for an interview, and then I went in for an interview, and then they just didn't hire me. And then, so I applied at Wendy's. Oh, my gosh. He doesn't want a trivia game in a year, bro. Hold on. Let me get the timer up. Let me get the timer. 30 seconds starts now.
Okay, so first I would like to say, how about Aiden Church? Look at Kate McCutcheon over here talking all this crap. On trivia in so long. Dub. You know what? It's crazy too. People at school were starting to doubt me about trivia. They were like, Kane, when are you going to win a trivia? People would come up to me in the class in the hallway. Kane, when are you going to win trivia? Now. Now is the answer. This is when I'm going to win trivia. Right freaking now.
Oh.
Let's.
And thankfully, your time is up. Well, that was loud. Thankfully, your time is up. I'm glad that's out the way. Jeez. Anyways, guys, so wow. Came a question with this. Mind blowing winner circle. All right.
So next we're gonna bring back a what's it called?
Segment.
There we go. I couldn't think
of it. Can win trivia. We can't put words together, man. This guy.
Segment that we did one time. It's called Inside Irritations. So basically, we just take something that annoyed us and we talk about it. It's not its whole segment. You know, not everything that annoyed us gets its own segment, but we just talk about it. So, Aiden, do you want to go first?
Well, first thing that's irritating right now is these headphones on my ear. They're making my ears mad hot and it's annoying. No, I'm playing. Okay, so actually, I think it was today that I thought about this. So one thing that's super annoying, I'm sure Kane gets all the time, is people want to tell you what to do with like your like hair or like style like all the time. Yeah, but they have nothing like involved with it. Like it's been happening for years. Like it's like not years, it's been like a year or something. Like, recently my hair got longer. It's like, oh, you need to cut your hair. Like, you need to shampoo once a week. You need to use conditioner. I'm like, you have a buzz cut. Like, tell me about how I need to style my hair. Like, you know what I'm saying? And today, like, okay, so I got my nose pierced, right? So I don't know if anyone can see it on here. I forgot to mention that. You can't even see it on here, honestly. But in person, it's noticeable. And like the first thing someone says to me, you should have got it on the other side. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, thanks. I should have brought you there with me to tell them that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like people always gotta. I mean, I'm sure you probably go through the same thing when it comes to hair or really anything. Oh, yeah. You should do this. You should do that. I mean, if it's different, like if your mom's telling you or something like that. But I'm talking about just, like random, like day to day people you talk to once a week. Oh, you should just do that. I'm like, man, I don't want to hear all that.
Facts.
All right, Cam, we can move on to you though.
Okay, so this inside irritation, I'm walking a tight line here, but I'm gonna try to. Not offend anyone. So I'll tell you the story behind this. And me and Aiden have talked about this multiple times. We've had this conversation for years. So I walk into AV class today and I get my read for Spartan Spotlight. I haven't recorded my report. We're doing that tomorrow, but I get my read for Spartan Spotlight and I'm reading over like the sports stuff, football playoffs. Okay, basketball's playing, they're playing well. Okay. The bottom cheer has advanced to nationals. I'm like, what the heck? So I would say cheerleading is not a sport, but in this type of competition cheer, I would say it's a sport. But
I agree with that. Agreed.
Every single cheerleader not advance to nationals. They're going to Disney World. Like, if me and Aiden know exactly where cheer nationals is located at, that's how you know that every single goes to nationals.
No, one thing I point out too. One thing I point out is like this isn't just like a me and you thing. Like I literally see like he's seeing like TikToks talking about. I was like, can't wait for the cheer national post this year or whatever. Like it's not like a random thing we're talking about. I've definitely like heard other people talk about it.
And while we're on here, just so people don't get offended and think I'm just hating on you guys, congratulations to Centennial Cheer on making nationals. I guess what an accomplishment. What a run this year. Aiden, what do you got for us?
Okay, this is something that I was like, it's not like a specific thing, but it's like an event that happened last week. So I pulled up to Whataburger around like maybe like 11. I was inside or whatever. And like it was trashed in there because like the high school of my hometown lost or whatever. They lost a game.
Oh, yeah, against Aledo.
Yeah, against Aledo. So Alito's actually going to be playing Kane School next. So it's exciting. That's exciting for him. But it was trash in there. It was mud. It was like mud. It smelled bad. Like there was like food all over the floor. There was like a patty melt on the ground. I had two bites taken out of it and someone threw it on the ground. And that happened multiple times. There's food everywhere. And the lady's like mopping the floor and stuff like that. So I'm not trying to stay out of her way. I'm not going to like stand in her way when she's mopping, you know?
Yeah.
And this big old country dude comes in with his cowboy boots on. And so the lady starts dragging his feet on the ground as she's mopping it. And she's like, stop dragging. Like, she's like told him, like, hey, stop dragging your feet like when I'm mopping. This fool was just dragging his feet the whole way. He didn't even buy anything, bro. Bro literally walked in there. Hey. And then used the restroom, dragged his feet, and then went home. And I was like, that was like so confusing.
That's, yeah.
The lady didn't even care, though. She was like, she kept talking about, oh, make money. I don't care. I get paid for this. It's cool. Like, all right. Whatever, then. Cool. Good for you.
So I got one more. Aiden, do you have, how many more do you have?
I don't even know.
I got one more. So my football fans are going to agree with me on this. So I'm watching LSU versus A&M last week. Very disappointing. I don't want to get into that. But what I noticed during the game is, and this happened multiple times, but I noticed this one time. So we went down the field. We scored a touchdown. After the touchdown, they went to commercial break. They came back from commercial break, and we kicked the ball off to A&M, touchback or whatever. And then they went to another commercial break. How are you going to come on there and freaking have one play, and it's the kickoff? And then go right back to commercial break. And since we're on the topic, I'll also throw in whenever, like, you're watching basketball and they're shooting free throws.
Yes, that's so annoying. It's
so huge on the screen that you can't even see the free throw. Me and Aiden were watching the Rockets-Warriors game the other night, and that happened.
No, it's like, I think it's too, it's like intense games. It's over here, like, you know, 105 to 104 with 3 minutes left in the fourth, and it's over here. Like, talking about a Sprite commercial. I'm like, man, these guys don't care about Sprite. Like, I'm trying to see this free throw. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I'm not irritating that is. You know what's irritating? Because literally as soon as you brought up that the kickoff, I was literally going to say that, and then you started bringing it up.
Yeah, I know. I low-key, I got one more if you don't have one. It kind of goes along with this. kind of goes along with the commercials. It's that stupid Burger King commercial with the jingle in it. You know what I'm talking about? Like singing the Whoppers. Oh my gosh, that commercial is so annoying.
You know, I want to do a little throwback. A little throwback.
Okay.
To last year NBA playoffs, they played the song "What's Next" by Drake. Literally every single commercial break. It got to the point where I want to like pull my hair out. Like it was that bad.
Bro, it was so bad. And I remember the other day, Aiden played that song for me. And he was like, remember this? And I was like, no. And then it was like, see what's about to happen. It's okay. And I was like, ugh.
No, because I was like, you know the song What's Next? And he's like, no. And then I played like that part and this dude was mad.
I was like, dude, instant deja vu every single time out. Like, and it's always like sometimes you see those TikTok, it's like ESPN commercial breaks be like, and it's like I'm shooting like a slow motion fadeaway jumper while What's Next is playing in the background. And I'm just like, bro, like it's facts, honestly.
Not for real. That was probably one of the most annoying things ever.
All right, so now we're going to transition. I feel like I need like an American flag for this segment that we're about to do. We're going to transition into something we already mentioned, the World Cup. Man, I do not rock with soccer too heavy, but I've been invested in this World Cup. Me and Aiden sending each other the meme. So today, the U.S. got the dub against Iran 1-0 to advance out of the group stage. Captain America, Christian Pulisic, putting the ball in the back of the net. Aiden, what were your thoughts? I don't even know that you watched this game.
The one thing I want to say is I actually heard Pulisic got hurt.
Yeah, he did. He got
I heard it's like day-to-day, though. I heard it's like not a big deal. So I think he's
going to be good. But he got hurt on that play. He ran smack into the goalie, like body on the line, everything, and scored. And then he got hurt that play. So, Aiden, first of all, did you watch the game today?
No. But I watched a couple plays. A kid in my live was watching it on his phone on a TikTok live stream. So I watched it for a little bit.
I definitely did. We went crazy. Like, we were watching it in class, and when Pulisic scored that goal, everyone in class went crazy. But, Aiden, what were your thoughts on, like, just knowing that they were able to get the dub today and advance out the group?
All I know is, man, it's not called football no more.
I'm playing
soccer, man. I know. I was, like, honestly, like, and it was, like, not really related to Iran, but when we beat England, I was actually, like, really, like, no, not beat England, tied with England. Yeah. I was, like, oh, like, that's good. I mean, I don't want us to win, obviously, but at the same time, it's like I thought England's probably gonna be just like 2-0, to be honest, because England's obviously like really good at soccer.
Really good, yeah.
Because they're fueled by tea and crumpets, so you know, there's soccer fuel or football fuel or whatever.
Dude, the memes have been so funny. Like, me and Aiden send each other. The memes
have been so funny, bro.
This meme with like a bald eagle, and it was like Iran needs some freedom or something like that. And the George Washington meme with the bazooka and the bald eagle.
Dude, it's like a meme. It's like George Washington, like he's like a machine gun, like a bald eagle, and it's like what the what the F is a kilometer? I was dying, bro.
And then I was like, what the F is Tuesday or whatever.
Tuesday. Yeah, dude, I was dying at the kilometer. I don't know why the kilometer one had me dying. I don't know why it was like.
I will say this, though. It was funny. I've been tweeting stuff about it, and people have been getting heated. I'm going to read some of this. I'm talking like hundreds of retweets, like people getting mad, like, and they're starting like full on like wars in my comment section. So I tweeted this. I tweeted the George Washington picture, and I said, Iran day, I believe that we will win. Someone goes with the emoji like this, with his hand up to his face, the laughing face emoji. Those pictures are why the Republicans keep losing. Don't know what that
has. What does that have to do with anything?
And I'm legit reading this off to you guys. This is the most American S I've ever seen. Also, it's the worst chant I've ever seen. It's like me going to a kid's game and chanting, hit the ball. There's no curiosity whatsoever.
What? Wait, is it because it's called soccer? That was the chant, right?
Yeah. No.
It's a joke.
I believe that we will win.
How was that like saying hit the ball?
And someone says, where's the soccer ball? You know it's a sports game and not a war.
Oh, my – bro, these people don't take a joke. Oh, my gosh.
One of my personal favorites was – and this is an exact quote. Okay, someone said, what the F is up with the gun, dude? It's a soccer game. So, first off, it's a joke. But my personal favorite was, people like you are why I want Iran to win. So, whoever wrote that, screw you, Iran didn't win. We won.
Boy, you got some Twitter beef going on. because of a. I think it's too. I know for a. I know how you are. I know for a fact that was 100% a joke when you posted that.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, what do you think? You think they probably hear some big old like redneck guy or something?
I posted another one on the first game, and it was so whenever Christian Pulisic scored against Mexico. In the World Cup qualifying, he lifted up his shirt and he had a shirt on that said "The Man in the Mirror" because earlier in that week, an analyst said that the U.S. was like the man in the mirror to Mexico, like the little brother. And so someone edited it and it was him lifting up his shirt and the shirt underneath it said "It's called soccer."
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
People got heated, dude. They were like, "Dude, everyone was freaking mad at me." Like this. Oh, here's the stats on this tweet. This. I don't know how many replies it has because Twitter didn't show replies, but it had 75 retweets, 29 quote tweets, 610 likes, and people were going crazy. Corny as bleep. Arrogant, someone called it. People were just going crazy. You're embarrassing me. It's only called soccer in the U.S. for some reason. I'm embarrassing you because I made a joke that wasn't even meant for you. People are getting heated. I never told Aiden about that. That was the first time.
I know. I'm like, this is like news. I gotta keep up with Kane's Twitter apparently because every once in a while I do look at it because dude, this dude has random like grown men beefing with him all the time, bro. And if I'm gonna hear this right now and be like, oh, that's me. Like I'm over here.
We've mentioned
over here like so happy
on all my stuff with like 3 followers or whatever.
3 followers, yeah.
Something I'll be like, sources can confirm to me, you know, so-and-so happened with the Rangers or whatever. They're like, no to us, Sherlock. Like, yeah, this literally happened 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, what do you say? Okay, you said, he was like, source confirmed this right here. He's like, I could have confirmed that. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and then I like,
which tweeted, honestly, it's not a big deal because honestly, you know, you made it if you got haters. Like, you know, you made it if you got someone hating on you.
I don't mind the haters. I love the haters. Whenever I was at football one week, I was walking out like down into the field and like the student section's right there. Someone in the student section shouted out. They were like, Kane, your articles suck. I thought that was pretty funny. And here's the thing about haters though too. If it's good, like if you took time to hate on me and it's funny, I like it. But if it's just like you suck, that's boring. Like, come on.
Wait, you tell me how I suck.
Yeah. Y'all can stay, we're still in it. So
I get the same vibes from the I could have confirmed that as like the guy. It's like it reminds me of TikTok I saw earlier this week. It's like the guy who thinks NBA players aren't that good. Was like that. It was like Giannis, just draw a charge, or KD, Curry, all Curry does is shoot, just drive him off the perimeter, and he's not gonna do anything. It kind of gives me those kind of vibes.
Also, to those people, if you want to take my job, go for it. Good luck. But shoot, come. I saw this was funny too. This kind of reminded me of it. One of the Rangers pitchers, I'll pull this tweet up. This tweet is funny. So one of the Rangers pitchers, Taylor Hearn, he actually replied to one of these haters. And so this was really funny. It was last night. And he said, so this hater goes, Taylor Hearn is expected to play for Bruce Bochy, ? Listen, if Taylor Hearn is anywhere near an MLB roster, something has gone absolutely wrong, terribly wrong. Taylor Hearn himself quote tweets this and says, couldn't agree with you more. That guy is so bad at baseball. You should go take his spot. It's funny, dude. Whenever people reply to haters, it's funny. Love it. That's so nice, anyway. Back on the World Cup scene, Aiden, last thing. So we're playing the Netherlands next round. How are you feeling about the chances?
I don't know. I don't really know much about football or whatever, soccer. But I know the Netherlands pretty good. I know the Netherlands is good. I don't really know, like, I don't know a lot. Like, I don't know. It's like, I played, like, FIFA over the course of, like, so many years that, like, I can recognize a player, like, by their national sometimes, if that makes sense. I knew Bruno Fernando or Bruno Fernandes, whatever. I know he was on Portugal. Obviously, Ronaldo's on Portugal. Like, facts. You know, guys like, obviously, Messi. Oh, one thing I want to break was that whole Messi controversy.
Oh, yeah, with him, like, wiping his jersey on the ground?
No, but, okay, the thing is, like, I think it all got kind of – did you, like, see, like, the full video or did you
just I did not see the full video. From what I understand, Messi, like, wipes his jersey on the ground with the flag on it, and some boxer that's also from Argentina didn't like that?
No, it was a dude from Mexico didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
Canelo.
Okay.
So, basically, what happened was it was, like, a jersey swap of some sort, like, after the game. So, he took a player from Mexico's jersey, like that. But what happened is that Messi set the jersey on the ground. But he was in the video, it's the jersey on the ground while he's taking off his cleats. So people are trying to say that he was rubbing his, like, cleats on the jersey, even though, like, you can see in the video that he's not doing it. I think, like, the whole thing is kind of, like, blown out of proportion almost. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that's what it was, but I watched the video very briefly today, and I didn't, like, actually watch it. I just kind of, like, saw him scroll past it. But I could kind of see that he was, like, taking off his cleats of some sort.
No, I think it's kind of, like, a blown out of proportion kind of situation because, like, even Canelo was like, oh, if I ever see Messi, it's up. I'm like, boy, he was not going to do nothing to Messi, bro. Like, this man has so much security around him.
You're a boxer and he's a soccer player. It's not
really. Yeah, I don't think he meant any disrespect. Like, when have you ever heard of, like, a soccer player, like, in a big controversy? I feel like soccer players kind of, like, pretty low key.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in other countries too. You never know in their own country.
Well, did you see the Iranian, like, journalists were, like, they were trying to cause some controversy.
Oh, between who?
They were like, so we our players had, like, a press conference before the games, and the Iranian journalists went to the press conference and were, like, asking them all politics questions and nothing about soccer, trying to get them to, like, slip up. Like, they were asking about, like, inflation and stuff.
For real?
I thought it was a Joe Biden press conference.
For real.
But anyways.
It was, and oof.
Oh, yeah, there a minute. I like the U.S. chances against the Netherlands. From what I've heard, it's a winnable game. And look, I'm going to believe that they can win all the way through, even though that's probably not the case, but that's our,
what Kane's saying about the Rangers for, like, the past, like, 10 years too. He believes, that we will win.
I'm still going to support him no matter what. I mean, you know, it's going to be tough, but this team is good, man. They're good. They're young, they're hungry, and we'll see if they can win. So moving on, we're going to recap Thanksgiving a little bit, 'cause we talked about Thanksgiving a little bit a couple episodes back, but we didn't actually, you know, it was before Thanksgiving. So, Aiden, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. Honestly, I'm kind of weird because I actually did not eat that much at all. I literally had one plate, and I didn't have any dessert either.
Dang, I went crazy.
I missed out on apple pie, pecan pie, pumpkin pie, all of it. I didn't have any of it.
What was your favorite thing that you ate?
That I ate, mashed potatoes were good this year. Those were really good. Ham is usually pretty good too. I like the ham. What else? I'm trying to think. I barely even ate that much. I feel like.
Dang.
I don't know. That was the mashed potatoes were good. I'm mad I missed out on the pie though.
So my favorite thing I had this year definitely has got to be apple pie. That's my favorite every year. But honestly, everything was good. I went crazy. I'm not gonna lie. I went crazy. So another thing I wanted to touch on, because we didn't really talk about, you know, this, but I feel like we should, is things that we're thankful for. So Aiden, if you kind of like, just like three things that you can think of that you're thankful for, just kind of wrap up Thanksgiving season.
Family.
Yeah.
This podcast, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Are we thankful for this guy I'm talking to right now? Even though he gets on my nerve. No, I'm just playing.
Hey.
The Houston Rockets, you know, I don't know. The people, the biggest thing really to me is just the people around me. That's probably the biggest thing I'm thankful for.
I would say, obviously, thankful for God and just all the opportunities that he's given me. Family, this dude right here I'm talking to, even though he does get on my nerves.
That's me. All right. Even though he can't park.
Nah, but yeah, definitely God, family, and just all the opportunities that we have. I mean, it's great. The Kane Maiden Pod. Should we spill the next guest?
Who is the next guest? I don't even know.
Should we spill?
We got two in mind right now. So yeah, you can go and spill it. Yeah, it's fine.
Should we spill the guest lined up, the big guest lined up? Drum roll, please. Our next guest. I don't know if it's going to be our next guest, but a guest that we're going to have in the future. Confirmed, the one and only Hannah Wing, Rangers digital reporter and in-game entertainment manager. So that's gonna be a good episode. I mean, she does everything at the ballpark. So and we're also gonna have, you know, lots of other people on, just, you know, good stuff coming at the Kane Maiden Pod as always. I really like this episode. So
not facts. Aiden, yeah, I mean, like, my co-host wasn't performing. No, I was playing.
That
reminds me, hold up. I gotta call out Kane's friend over here. Gotta call him out, man.
Who are we calling out?
So me and Kane were chilling, right? He's texting his friend. He's like, oh, tell my favorite co-host I said what's up. Talking about me. So I want to clear the air on here, man. There's not – Kane's not the host. I'm not the co-host. We're both hosts or co-hosts.
Okay.
I want to clear the air on here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Or Colin,
get the confusion out the way. I'm not gonna say names because I forgot his name, but I'm sure he's a nice guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't got a problem with him. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Which Colin, is all, man. I got to set the record straight. You know, I got to put some respect on my name.
Okay, but yeah, so Aiden, any final thoughts beside that? What did you think about the episode?
You know, man, I could take it or leave it. No, I'm just playing. No, I thought it was a good episode today. World Cup is always getting interesting. You know, I can't wait for the episode when we get on here mad that we lost.
Oh, yeah.
Or happy that we won.
I like how
that are really slim.
Also, I like how so the game ended and I'm chilling in class the next period. I text Aiden. I was like, that was nerve wracking. And he goes, it's only gonna get more nerve wracking here on out. I was like, gosh dang it.
I was just thinking, I'm like, this is the qualifying, bro. We're finna be actually like playing for real.
I know. But you know, maybe next episode is the episode we get on here with not so good news to report. But we got this one. So
facts. Honestly, take our dub when we get it.
Facts. Take our dub when we can get it. USA. So that's the Kane and Aiden pod. Signing off.